Hey guys, it's been a while. Welcome back to the Undercover Nerds podcast.
Welcome back!
Yay! We survived.
Yeah, we not only have a special guest returning, Angel, with us.
Your boy's in the building.
Tammy is back in person here.
Woo!
Woo!
I am so happy. But I'm leaving in a few hours.
Yeah. So for those of you who may not remember, or for those of you who may be tuning in for the first time, my name is Robert.
I'm Belle.
I'm Tammy.
And I'm Angel. Yay!
Woo!
Yay!
No, I'm sorry. That was a little too enthusiastic.
Yeah, well, that.
It was a weird enthusiasm.
Yeah, it was like gun pointed to my head enthusiasm.
So we're actually going to be doing this episode a little differently than usual. Each of us has a topic that we're gonna talk about for discussion, and we'll just kind of go around and take turns.
It's been a hot minute.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which of you wanted to start?
We can start with Angel.
Me?
Says he's the special guest.
Oh, you know. Yeah.
Special guest.
But also, his topic is one we've been teasing for literally since the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
I think you made a promise that you would.
We did.
If you guys feel like you need to spoil stuff, I don't really care.
No,
I'm still gonna play it.
I care. I want you to feel the same emotions I did.
I want you to go through it. Yeah.
I didn't spoil Pyrrha for you.
Well, you know what?
I wanted you to be sad like I was.
I already have some shit spoiled for me, and it makes me...
Because you can't stay off.
I just want my fan art. That's all I wanted. But, yeah,
well,
sorry.
What I wanted to discuss was, like, why I think it's necessary to rearrange the letters of my name and add an X. And why I have the impulse to do that. No, yeah, man, Kingdom Hearts 3, man. I got a whole mixed bag full of feelings.
Yeah.
It came out in our what, 5-6 month hiatus?
Yeah.
The game finally came out.
Ooh, it looks great.
I'm up to
Frozen, just for those of you who are listening.
Me and Angel played it already to completion.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting ready for a con, so I didn't have really time. I promised myself I wouldn't play it until after I got back from con. So,
yeah.
First thing I'm doing when I get back home from
Belle
work tomorrow.
Belle hasn't, because while she may not be a Kingdom Hearts version, she's not ready to jump into the big black dick of the series.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of girth.
I'm still learning to handle Skyrim. So,
what do you mean learning?
I'm not that great at the game. It's my only first and like, well, not my first video game.
How many hours have you put into that shit?
Huh?
How many hours have you put into that?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet it's probably a little bit more past 100.
But,
I don't know.
That's nothing, though.
Yeah, that's
not a lot.
In terms
of Skyrim hours,
that means that she probably hasn't made any progress either, though.
Because
she wanders
40.
Around.
You wobble the
She wanders
in front
around
of people,
and she just talks to everybody.
I savor the game.
Belle, you're playing Skyrim wrong. You don't talk to people. You walk around and do what you want. And when someone says something, gives you a dirty look, you kill that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Because
no,
you're the dragonborn.
I want to make friends.
You're playing the game wrong.
I want to make friends.
Sorry.
I see what you're doing. You want to make friends so you can gather them up on the side of a cliff and then use the dragon Doom. Shout so they all fly.
I like whenever I kill someone, I like to hide their body or I toss it into the river if there's one next to me.
They don't even have a body discovery mechanic like that.
Yeah,
right. You're doing it for you.
Yeah. But
Skyrim is my first like actual video game like that's like on an Xbox and shit. Like I've only ever played Nintendo and one or two computer games, but Skyrim's like my first like big game. And I'm still sucking that dick, so
but
I don't
maybe we can talk about Skyrim as my subject.
Yeah. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
We were talking about this at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
A few times, every time I was into the bar.
Every time you come into the bar.
But last time you said you had a question for me specifically that you wanted to save for the podcast.
Oh, man.
You also said to get my oven mitts because you had some hot takes.
I do have some hot takes. They're coming out.
Are you going to reply with, I was drunk?
No,
with that too?
No. I don't remember that question.
It's fine. It was a while ago. Oh yeah, to be fair.
I may have asked you already, but
no. I mean, you act like you don't drink at work.
I don't get like drunk. What doesn't matter? Doesn't matter. That's not to do anything. All right, but nah, man. I'm just a little like majorly, sadly disappointed about the game.
Oh yeah, that's the general almost consensus. All the way.
I guess we should say like, did you like the game?
All right, so I enjoyed some parts of the combat. I don't know. Oh, I know why. Because I'm naked when I play. It's combat to me.
Aside from the attractions.
Yeah.
And the summons. I didn't use them. The summons were weak in this game. They looked good, but I never used them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, I didn't use them a whole lot in the other games either, but this one in particular, they aside from Simba, they just didn't really seem useful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whenever they go away, it gives you your life back, right? Like, that's probably, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's one of the perks of using them.
Yeah. It's basically like using a cure spell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then just use cure.
But that's also broken.
But then what if I'm out?
Because it drains your MP anyway. Mm-hmm. If it's going to do that, then just use cure. Because I can do more damage with the regular combos and the keyblade I have equipped than I can with a summon.
You're right. I guess, yeah, it's for visuals.
I mean, either way, the combat I liked because it's like the opposite of what people want a challenge. But I mean, I'm fine with a game being easy because my challenge is to make it look as flashy as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Which you can do pretty well.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, it feels like a button masher.
It kind of always has been, except for like King Hearts 1.
I will say this game needs a critical mode. It didn't have critical in launch. I assume they're going to patch it in, but it just, up until the.
He's drunk.
Maybe chaotic evil cat.
Up until the last boss, and I guess some parts of the last level, which I won't get into because I know you don't care, but I'm not gonna spoil it for you. It's very easy, and then there's a steep difficulty spike. So
that's annoying.
Stock up on potions now.
Yeah. It comes out of nowhere.
Like, stock up on high potions, like, in bulk. Spend all your money on those. Because don't get me wrong, it's a fun battle. But it's just, you don't build up to that level of difficulty, so you get used to, like, going through the game without having to dodge or block. And then you're, like, all the mechanics that it taught you, you're expected to use. But you haven't needed to up until that point.
I kind of Dark Souls did, where I was just like, I'm going to just keep dying. And I keep dying until I'm the strongest in the world.
That said, someone in the dev team must have realized that because the final boss has a good checkpoint system. Mm-hmm. So, like, when you get them down to, like, a form change, you restart from the form change instead of having to do the whole battle again. Because otherwise, I wouldn't have finished this game. Mm. It was so hard. But, I mean, I played on hard mode, to be fair. But it...
That kind of made me mad too, though. It's just like I expect the last boss of a Kingdom Hearts game to be brutally hard.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like what? The Xemnas, the 12-year-old me pressing buttons on a Xemnas fight was like, that was the hardest I ever been challenged, and I went to public school. So, you know. To me the main problem with that game is the. It's just like the weebish emotion part of me wasn't fulfilled, you know? Like, it's like I got all my homies in the different worlds. I think less worlds was the wrong move. I think they should have done more shorter.
Less worlds, but they were also bigger.
Yeah, no, I think that was the wrong move. Because first of all, you're not even meeting a lot of the characters you already met, which is like, we've been gone for so long. Why can't we see them again? Like,
I
see them again?
it's because they were Square Enix, and Square Enix like pulled.
Yeah, he like Nomura's commented on that because he it seems like he didn't think people cared too much about the Final Fantasy characters, so he didn't make a huge deal about, you know, stressing they'd be in the game.
I don't even feel like I made it back into a Kingdom Hearts game until I get to Radiant.
He said, like,
Traverse Town.
He said in interviews that it was the wrong move not to put them in there. Right. And he regrets not putting them in there.
Okay.
Because it's like, that was the whole point.
Yeah.
Like, the whole point was to mesh Final Fantasy and Disney.
But he also has said, and this is, I get why they did less worlds, having heard him say this. A lot of the teams for the IPs that they worked with are still around. Like the team that works on Toy Story or Monsters, Inc. or Frozen, they still exist. So right. They had so much more red tape and so many things that they were told they can't do, or you have to do it this way, or it has to be exactly like that. I don't blame them for not putting more worlds, because that's... Who wants to, like, put up with that much feedback?
Yeah, no way.
It'd be like if we were making a comic, and any time you drew a different environment, you had a team of people like, the tree needs to look exactly like this, or that character's face is a little too round. Like, it'd be annoying.
Yeah. But at least, I mean, the ones that they did before shouldn't be that much of a problem. Like, you know.
A lot of those dev teams weren't around anymore.
Yeah.
Like take Birth by Sleep, for example. The team that worked on Sleeping Beauty, they don't care how they do it in the game.
Yeah, I wanted to see Aladdin again.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, you kind of have all these connections, and then they
because of Sora. Like, you're like, they made this point of Sora, you connect people's hearts.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, but where are they? You see some
people again, yeah. which I guess is kind of okay. But then they throw in the Winnie the Pooh joint, which I'm happy about. Because I never want a game without Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah. I would have rioted.
Yeah. it's like a weird non-combative oasis.
Yeah.
In the Winnie the Pooh levels, so.
Did you watch the Dardigan video? He does, like, the Everything Wrong with Video Games thing?
No.
So I watched his video after I finished it, and he brought up a good point, which is that, one second. I just want to make sure that I didn't, like, mess up the recording. By turning off the buzzer. It's probably fine.
Oh, yeah. It just spiked from...
Oh, that's me putting my... Okay, yeah. I'm just dumb. So, Dardigan brought up a good point, which is Kingdom Hearts 3, in a way, was kind of destined to fail, because it had the job of tying up all the loose story ends, and because of that, it didn't have time to have its own story.
Yeah.
Its job was just to... wrap up everything so that the next game can be a fresh slate.
Exactly right.
But they also made the mistake of they changed this later on, because they marketed as they had it marketed as the final game in the series. Like, this is gonna be the last Kingdom Hearts game, period. Which isn't the case. There are going to be more games after the fact, which I'm okay with. I would prefer, you know, Sora not be the main character. Going forward, I actually think Axel would make an awesome main character, because he's incredibly self-aware.
Fuck,
and
that
he's so funny.
I don't
want to
play with that tall, lanky weirdo. Sorry. Nothing wrong with tall, lanky weirdo. I just don't like that one.
Or at the very least, I would like someone other than Sora to be the main character going forward. I don't mind that there's going to be more games in the series.
I want someone who's not... come from Sora's heart or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. they made the mistake of making this seem like it was going to be more final than it was. And I think that's part of the reason it was so disappointing, because, like, you were expecting, like, this... Like, it was satisfying in the sense that it tied up the loose story ends, but it didn't feel like the last game. Which, again, it's not, but they made it seem like it should have felt like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind if it was Riku. I know Riku already had his own kind of.
I'm done with Riku.
Are you done?
Yeah,
he's been as cool as.
I like Riku as supporting cast.
Yeah,
it's really hard to make Riku the main character, because you have to find an excuse for him to, like, be back at zero. You have to find an excuse for him to be at level one.
Yeah,
and he's a Keyblade master, and there's no way to organically do that.
All right, you have.
We know he has big dick energy. We're not worried about it anymore. Just move. I don't know.
Yes, he does.
He does.
Tammy, you say that like you fucked him.
What? I wish.
Which is weird because he's 16. He's 16.
Well, I was 16 once.
But you're not anymore.
Whoa. That's,
when I was that's when not I was the 16. Defense
you want to use for that.
No, when I was 16.
When you were 16, he was like 12.
Was he?
Yes. I don't know. It was like 14.
No, what are you talking about? When it came out, when I was like 10.
Right. I think canonically they're like, he's 15 when it starts and like 16 or 17 at the end of Kingdom Hearts 3.
Does it? I mean, okay, yeah.
It's one of those things
that like you don't really, because Riku is like kind of so mature and he does that have that BD, like you're just kind of like, are you really BD?
What?
BDE.
Oh.
BDE.
BDE.
I thought you were
Big
going
Dick
to
get, Entertainment.
I thought you were going in a different direction. I heard BD and I thought the last two letters were going to be SM. It's like, what version of Kingdom Hearts are you playing?
He's got that kind of daddy dom.
You know,
vibe.
You know, it's the dark Riku outfit with like the black suit and the straps.
Latex, yes,
that's BDSM.
Yeah, I need one of those.
The blindfold Riku. Anyway.
Hey, yeah. We gotta check the consent laws for each individual world, anyway. Don't even. It gets lost in legislation. Just when
there's no consent laws in the realm of darkness.
That's scarily true, even for.
But no, yeah. You know what they should do? Actually, they should fucking, because you know who's already at zero? Kyrie. They should make up her own game and like build her and give her an actual fucking personality.
I was more disappointed with Kyrie in this game than any other one. And I won't
say... Because they built her up and then they didn't let her do anything.
Well, yeah, they had the perfect chance to have her be an actual character. And they just... They wasted it.
Yeah.
Like,
You haven't even seen it yet.
It's incredibly disappointing.
I have heard a lot about Kyrie because I was like, well, maybe they will finally like do something for her.
Nope.
Because she has a cute character design. Like I don't hate Kyrie. I wish Kyrie was a better character, because then I would be like, all right, that it makes sense that Sora wants to be with her, but she's flat as fuck. She has no fucking personality.
She's not developed yet, Tammy.
Yeah.
Give her a chance to
not
grow.
Fair. We can't in all have the chess. Oh. I'm talking about her personality.
She can't control that.
What?
Give her a couple of years.
And she does have titties.
I wanted to say all that.
But
I'm not comfortable
talking
about Kyrie's breast, I gotta be honest.
Alright.
Now, if you want to talk about Aqua's breast, she's a grown ass woman.
She is.
Baby
girl. Oh my god.
Baby girl.
Yes. I love Aqua.
Yeah.
She can be several things to me. Anyway.
Speaking of characters we like, the last time we recorded an episode, I had said several times that Ven was my favorite character. However, since playing Kingdom Hearts 3, that spot has been replaced by Axel.
Did you just say comma?
I did say comma.
Yeah.
All right. Just checking.
Axel has taken the spot of my favorite character in the series.
I disagree with you on Ventus, and I will continue to be your character selection nemesis.
Wait, who was your favorite again?
He likes Roxas.
Roxas is my dude in terms of in between Roxas and Ventus.
I will say Roxas had some awesome moments in this game.
Yeah.
Like there's there's the part at the end, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Ooh. Where he's just like, bitch.
Ooh.
He's like, bitches.
I was like, y'all done.
Ah!
Fucked up.
First of all,
I do love Roxas, but definitely
still like, slinging dual wheel. How? It doesn't matter. We got plot armor, baby. We're coming out, gang, 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 gang. Hitting them with I love it. That's my boy.
But no, I like how. To be fair, like they made Axis like they Axis Axel. they wasted him a little bit in this game too. He kind of became comic relief, but I also just love how self-aware he is, and he's the only character who steps back and says like, yo, this shit is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Everything that's happening right now is completely fucking bonkers, and no one else is acknowledging it.
I finally sat down and watched 365 over 2 days.
I think it's like 365 days over two or something. It's a dumb title. It's the worst.
Because I finally got, like, I told you, I started crying at work. Like, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna put it on because I need to catch up with, this is like one of the few games that I know the least about.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I was watching it, and then, oh my god, my fucking heart. I was like, Roxas. No, you know, I know why Roxas is your favorite.
Yeah, it makes Kingdom Hearts 2 so much more sad.
God, yeah, I was like, ugh.
And he's never in control of anything that happens to him.
Yeah, and then, like, in the beginning scene where, when you first see
Lee,
and,
I refuse to call him that.
Yeah, when you first see him and Kyrie, and, like, he just starts crying, and I'm just like,
my
heart.
Well, how dare they have a character whose his catchphrase is "Got it memorized," and then it's like, "Yeah, my name's Lee. Fuck you. I got Axel memorized. Right. You don't get to change your name."
No, yeah, Axel did. He was extra cool, but I feel like one of the writers just really liked him.
They dropped the ball at the end with him.
Yeah,
that's the only part about Axel I didn't like in this game. They completely dropped the ball at the end.
No.
Yeah. And then they. I don't like how self-aware this game was at parts. Like, the 2.9 joke was, you know...
I was so mad. I was like, fuck y'all.
There's parts like, you get to Twilight Town, and it's like, oh my god, I haven't seen you in so long. It's like, it's only been like a year. And it's like, it feels like more. Fuck you, Square Enix.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it okay.
Yeah, it's not.
I can appreciate that, but still fuck them.
Oh, but like, there's even parts in the game where like, one of the characters is like, who the fuck is this now? It's like, I don't... You guys are being mad disrespectful right now.
Yeah.
They knew what they did.
Nobody asked for all that. You added all these people.
Oh, man. Nah. No, I still need to get... What I can really talk mostly about is, like, the Monsters World and, like... What is it? I haven't really gotten through Frozen yet. Yeah, Monsters Inc. I do... Okay, so when I first turned the game on, I started crying.
Just the song.
Yeah. The song and like watch, like even though like they had already released the opening like as a teaser and all that stuff, I still watched it and I still cried like a bitch. And I was like, I've been waiting for so long for this. Mm-hmm. And then and like the graphics were so beautiful because they switched to the Unreal Engine.
The game.
And I was just like, and honestly, I think starting us off at like. Starting you off at Olympus. Yeah. I think that was so smart.
Yeah.
No, it was Thebes. They started you off at Thebes, right?
No, they start you. I mean, like the Not, world Olympus. Like,
yeah,
they start
yeah.
You
world
off there.
Olympus. Yeah.
Hercules world.
But like it was, cause like it really that I think that it was such a great environment and it really showcased like they were showing off the.
It was
first
really
world,
cool to see
sure.
outside of the Colosseum too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I thought that was really cool. I was so excited. Yeah. And then you got to go up to Mount Olympus and I thought that was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I was really? Like, holy shit.
I will say real quick before we gotta switch topics, and you can only speak to a certain point, but favorite worlds in the game, be it like for aesthetic or like. The gameplay or the story for that world, what was your favorite world?
Oh, I can't really say.
Oh, is it a spoiler for Tammy?
Yeah.
All right. I know what you're talking
the
about.
The one, though, that one.
Yeah. I'm like, I kind of torn between the... I really like the Pirates world, not because the story was great, but, like, that's the best the game looks. Mm-hmm. Like, even... If the whole game looked like that, even if it's not realistic, the way they rendered Sora, Donald, and Goofy looks fantastic.
Yeah.
It looks so cool. But also...
I think that's the most fun world.
Yeah.
That's definitely... Gameplay-wise.
I'm also just a total slut for anything involving pirates.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little biased.
Giving up the booty.
I honestly... Well, I don't like... Am I the only one who doesn't like the pirate's amusement? I mean, the pirate ship amusement, like...
Don't use any of the amusements in that game. Just don't use them.
I use them.
I skip over them.
It's fast and fun.
Yeah.
They're flashy.
But if I'm going...
I like the Tron one.
Yeah. if I'm not talking about just aesthetics, I thought the Big Hero 6 world was really fun.
I can't wait to get to that one. I totally forgot that was...
Yeah, you're going to like it.
It's really fun.
It opens up when you get the glide.
It's
ability too.
I think it's the world where like Sora gets to have the most personality too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
his first time, like, he vibes really well. With
yeah, him and Hiro have a really good dynamic.
Oh, yeah. Good.
What was your favorite?
I realize they're kind of the same character.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Tammy, what was your favorite thus far?
I mean, if I'm talking aesthetically, definitely, like, Olympus. But gameplay-wise, oh, that's actually really hard. Because I don't exactly remember. Because
you haven't played any of the good ones
yet. Yeah. I don't remember exactly which ones I've got. Oh, wait, no. Gameplay-wise, Toy Story.
Oh, yeah.
I
that one is fun.
Love yeah, Toy Story is really fun. It was so damn. Much fun.
I'm going to go play the game again. Yeah.
And Belle, what's your favorite level?
Fuck you.
All right.
You want to get some more peach juice?
There's no more.
No. No. I tasted it. Now I want more.
So I'm actually realizing this podcast format kind of only works when you have like advertisements in between topics, but we don't, so I'll probably just put in like some little jingle in between that bill here. Yeah, I'll put in all Blue's Clues thing, and then they'll just hear that before it switches to the next topic. But Belle, you're up. You have a topic. You've been
bleach.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We're talking about cleaning products.
Mm-hmm. I prefer ammonia, but
bleach.
Bleach.
Bleach. Yes. Yeah, I mean, this has been a long-awaited topic, like
for you.
For.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. Let's go. I only watched a few episodes.
Honestly, I've been waiting on it for so long. I'm really not sure where to start. There's just been like. Every single podcast, I mention bleach, but it's never fully discussed.
Well, why don't you start with why you want to talk about bleach?
Because it's my gateway drug anime.
Tell you what, because we're gonna devolve here anyway.
Yeah.
Why don't we just say favorite characters from the show? I already know what yours is gonna be, and that's gonna spiral you into what we're gonna talk about.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So let's just cut out the middleman
and just jump into it.
Yeah.
Let's get down to the real business.
So who's yours?
Eisen.
That's fair.
He is.
He's fun.
He's one of my favorite villains, actually. He's a really good character.
He's such a piece of shit, and I love it.
He's a sexy piece of shit. He's a sexy piece of shit.
I gotta go with, sorry if I'm stealing yours, but I go with my boy Toshiro Hitsugaya.
Hitsugaya!
The one and only.
I wish they made him look like an adult.
Read more.
Oh, should I?
Yeah.
Is it permanent, though? Is it permanent?
That's what happens when the flowers behind him run out. He turns into an adult.
Well, fuck me. Yes, no, I'm just kidding.
It's fine, he's not actually 14. He's like...
Well, I know that, but I hate it when anime does
they always. That's how you get away
Tammy, here's what you gotta do. You gotta challenge him to a fight, let him go Bankai, wait for it to, like, time out, and then, like, I changed my mind, can we fuck instead?
I think his Bankai is really aesthetically pleasing.
It's really cool.
It's beautiful.
It's very pretty.
I like. Yeah, I've loved him like since his introduction to the show. He's so damn cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pun intended.
White.
Pun intended.
He is my white hair boy in that show, and I'm happy. Yeah.
Oh yeah, but there's. I mean, there's a couple. There's not like.
Oh
a
my
fun
god!
Ton of
hello.
White hair characters.
Yeah. I guess I'll choose my second favorite, so Tammy can claim Toshiro. Urahara.
Yes.
Kisuke is so...
He's got big dick energy.
He's so cool.
I forget
he's got
that
such
he's cool.
big dick energy.
Like, oh, is that the guy with the hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do love him.
Kisuke made bucket hats cool again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
he's single-handedly...
He's fucking dope. Yeah, he's a fucking dope.
He's like a strong second favorite to Toshiro. Yeah.
He's like the drunken master of Bleach.
Yeah.
Like,
except that he's sober all the time.
Which is the funny part, like the fact that he's not.
Or at the very least, he's high on something.
He's probably high. Rangiku's the drunk in that show. She's the alcoholic.
But yeah, Belle, who would you say your favorite character?
Oh, I wonder.
Wait, before you do it, I'm sorry, I gotta change mine again. I always change my character. It's Kenpachi Zaraki, man.
Ooh. Oh my god!
Favorite
that I was forgot. My favorite for the long time until Toshiro came along.
I won't get into it because, you know, I want to let Belle say hers, but I'd say third favorite is probably Yoruichi.
Yoruichi is my second favorite.
I'm trying to think.
The cat chick?
Yeah, okay.
I will say that. Yoruichi is my babe. She's my wife. Mm-hmm. She's probably my second favorite character.
But who's your first?
Kyoto!
Oh my god. I don't think that they heard that. No. It's more like a guttural growl. Yeah.
She said Ukiyora. For those of if you're listening to this with headphones, I'm so sorry.
I think my favorite discussion about Ukiyora was when we you showed me the thing for the app with like the new form of his, and yeah. I was like, what's this on? And you were like, it's mobile. I was app. Like, is it on PC? No, it's a mobile game. Can I get it on my computer? No,
I was sitting there like, Belle, said it's for mobile.
I was just so focused on the fact that there was like a new Ukiyora form that was in the advertisement. I was like, fuck.
That's what they call selective hearing.
I'm about to roast this man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He looks like...
Fuck you.
Every emo
kid's
form on the inside. Like, how they imagine themselves when they have the blood on the dance floor show.
Every like middle school like kid who cuts their bangs and puts it over their eye. Yeah.
He looks like My Chemical Romance the person.
Yes. No! Yes. No! My Chemical Romance cares too much.
He looks like if you gather enough Hot Topics hot cash, he just forms in your closet and he's like, I'm your new friend.
He looks like Papa Roach's son.
I love the roses, man.
Stop being mean to my boyfriend. That's my anime boyfriend.
Oh, God. He's so not cool. I'm sorry. Kanpachi will come in.
No!
I'm dead.
No! He killed Kanpachi's ass. Oh, my God.
Plot armor.
That's my boy.
Plot armor. I don't buy it.
That's my boy. Oh. He's so fast.
Oh my
god. He's so fast.
He got strong skin and he move real fast.
Alright. So
he got bat wings.
So I can't speak for everyone here. But I know personally I still very much enjoy Bleach. Mm-hmm. Regardless of all its flaws, but I also like I grew up on shonen anime and can look past the inherent flaws in that format.
I just can't do long anime anymore.
Yeah. That Bleach. Said, it'll be much more... I'm probably going to be playing Devil's Advocate, because there's so many more bad things that we could talk about regarding Bleach.
No, like, even as a huge Bleach fan, someone who loves Bleach, someone who's been... I've been reading it and watching it since middle school, like, it was literally my first anime right alongside Inuyasha. I definitely have issues with the show, but at the same time, or the anime, or the, god damn it, words, the manga, but at the same time, I kind of understand a lot of the stuff that was going on behind the scenes. Like, a lot of people, like, don't really pay attention to the fact that Kubo was, like, going through a fuck ton of shit. After, like, that first arc, shit just, like, went downhill for him, like, with the story, like,
he had a lot of health issues he was working with too.
Yeah, and his editor was forcing him to make choices that he really didn't want to make, like, mm-hmm. at all. Like, it was supposed to end with something with Rukia, but he was forced to keep going for so many chapters after that.
It very much it felt like the way the series was meant to go is, you know, the initial the inciting incident, like him like accepting he's a Soul Reaper, jump into the Soul Society, rescue Rukia arc. It felt like it should have cut from there to Aizen.
The Wakamundo arc. Yeah.
Wakamundo even felt kind of...
See, that was my favorite arc. I thought it... Like, not just because of Ukiyora, but because I legitimately think the Wakamundo arc is the most interesting.
I also felt like it was one of the ones that was most drawn out. It could have been much shorter
There was a lot of drama.
But, like, that and then the shit where, like, Aizen... tries to, you know, take over Katakura Town.
I think it should have ended there.
I think it was supposed to be. Like, that felt like the end of the series.
He was the big bad.
Yeah. Because, I mean, not even that. Ichigo straight up lost his powers at the end of it.
Yeah.
That should have been the end of it. And again, I can't fault Type Kubo too much for that. Because
we love him. We can't fault him.
Yeah, he... Tammy said this in the car earlier, but you have to make a living somehow. He has to, he had to keep making it.
Yeah, put ramen on the table, man.
Yeah.
I mean, supposedly he's going to do more Bleach at, like, even now, and I'm like, dude.
He kind of is, in a way, because he's not making the manga, but the mobile app, like, he continues to put out new character designs and, like, adding bits of the pieces of the story that wasn't in the manga that got left out.
I don't think he'll ever be free
That's how he's continuing the series, which, he's hit a point where, like, he can just draw character designs and be like, this is what, where this fits in the
story.
He'll
make money just from drawing character illustrations.
I like to credit Bleach more because, I mean, plot, it's hard to nail plot. It is, especially when you got, like...
That long.
You know, when you got to run that long and you got other minds telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what I always credit Bleach for is, like, the uniqueness of the characters and their powers and then how they progress. It's always really fucking cool.
Yeah, he is a master of character design because every single one of his characters is varied in some way. Yeah. He is a master of
variation.
He has
black characters.
Yeah, he has a lot of them.
Yes.
And he has characters of all shapes, colors, sizes, genders. Like, he is so good at character variety, and so many animes and mangas can't say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Bleach is the reason I got into fashion.
Yeah, he got into, like, so many of his illustrations of his characters literally look like fashion drawings, like...
Bleach also, like, say what you want about the anime, they had some of the dopest opening songs.
Yes!
I actually do really like... They did have some really good opening songs.
And honestly, a lot of the character personalities are just really interesting because there are so... And then there are so fucking many, and yet he still manages to make each and every one of them interesting, and you want to know more about each one.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're not the biggest fan of Ichigo, but he was also, like, in the earlier wave of main characters who kind of broke the generic anime stereotype, where, like, he not only didn't... It's not even that he didn't want his powers. Like, he did what he did, you know, to protect his family, but he also just... kind of didn't give a shit.
Yeah, like, he didn't regret having powers. That was the cool thing.
Like, he was a nice guy who did what he had to because he had these powers that he didn't want, but, you know, he committed to it. But he's also a little bit of an ass to people, but in a funny way. And you didn't see a whole lot of characters like that at the time. I think the big three were, at the time in Shonen Jump, were Bleach, Naruto, and One Piece. Mm-hmm. And Luffy and Naruto were cut from the same cloth. They're a very specific type of main character, and compared to them, Ichigo was a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, like, honestly, I especially after seeing the Bleach movie that's on Netflix right now, it did give me a different perspective of Ichigo, because I used to straight up hate Ichigo, and now I don't hate him. He's not my favorite character. I'm not always, like, the most interested in him. I've usually got my eye on another character in the scene, but he still has good qualities as a character, and like you said, there are a lot of cliche things that he does do, but there's a lot of cliche things he doesn't do. Like, he's not that, like, oh, I just want to be normal. Like, he's not, like...
Thank God.
He doesn't fucking do that.
Because he never was. He could see ghosts from the get-go.
Yeah, the one thing that I love about him is that he accepts responsibility, and so many protagonists in anime just don't have that responsibility gene.
Yeah.
They just don't. They want to run away. They want to give up so many times. Like, whether it's an action anime or something like... Well, I don't know what Sailor Moon could be counted as.
You just
like,
described the reason I won't watch Evangelion.
Yeah.
Because I fucking hate Shinji.
Yeah.
Most people do.
Bleach, at least that's one great thing, is that the protagonist...
I've seen, like, certain scenes.
Like, okay. That's one great thing about the protagonist of Bleach, is that even though he is, like, immature and selfish a lot, he accepts responsibility for his family, for himself, for his friends. Mm-hmm. He kind of takes shit head on, like an adult, in a way. And that's pretty rare.
He's a real one.
Yeah, he's got heart. I think that's like what kept Bleach going, was because even though Ichigo was kind of stale at times, he had the most heart in the show.
I don't think I watched enough of Bleach to say I didn't like Ichigo, because when I first started out, I didn't have any particular feelings like against him or for him. It was more of like
whatever.
I was like, oh, he's the main character. Mm-hmm. Like,
You know what character who I feel like really stop. He gets the shaft a lot, and I wish, like, they would flesh him out more. Chad?
Yes!
He had so much potential.
Chad had so much potential.
And he's a character.
He got Krillin'd.
He's the character who, like, he's actually very strong, but he always gets the shit beat out of him to show how strong the antagonist is. I don't know why he became that character. Because, like, he was... He made a lot of progress in the Soul Society arc, and then fucking Ukiyora and Yami come in the manga, rip off his fucking arm.
Like that. Like nothing.
And you're like, what the fuck was... He's strong, though.
Yeah. To me, it seems like Uryu should have been that character.
I feel like
I was about to say he's got that fucking bow and arrow
with the pimp
No, I mean, I feel like Uryu, not necessarily like if it was gonna be any character, I feel like it shouldn't have been Chad.
Well, the thing is,
like Uryu would have had dialogue to go with it.
Uryu was never that character because he was never a physically strong character. You don't need to show someone overpowering him because it's very easy. He was just very smart.
Yeah, I guess it's just because with Chad, there's so little dialogue. He just kind of gets beat, and that's it. Whereas Uryu would have things to say during the fight.
He has too much to say.
And he's, and I mean, Rob's right. Uryu's not physically strong. So
like you could,
if you beat
snap him like a Kit Kat.
Yeah, if you beat up a weak person, that's not going to prove anything about your main character.
Of course we do. Uryu,
one of the stronger characters.
But also, Uryu lots of times comes out on top, and that lots of times that never made sense to me.
He's very smart.
It's because he's intelligent. Like, it's promoting intelligence and not just brawn.
It's also implied that he does hold back a considerable amount because he's like Ichigo, where like if he were to fully let loose, he would probably lose his powers. That's the whole thing with what's his name? The weird sciencey captain. I always forget.
Oh,
the creepy one.
Yeah,
you know who I'm talking
about. I know.
Yeah. Like he like fucked him up, but lost his powers in the process.
Yeah.
So I think Uryu was put in a position where he, because Quincy's are stronger than the show likes to let on.
Yeah. They're downplayed.
Well, I think part of that is because like what's his name wiped a lot of them out. Like there's straight up a genocide of Quincy's because they are so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But he's put in a position where he has to restrain himself, otherwise he can't keep being a Quincy.
Yeah. I guess I just always kind of wanted a little bit more out of Uryu. Like, he was never exactly, like, what I felt like he was trying to be. Like, the type of character that he was trying to be. I always felt like Uryu was never... He was a very, like, unstable character in the sense of, like, knowing exactly who he was.
I also had, like, a weird opinion of him. And this is, like... a personal thing, like specific to me, because I watch a lot of dubbed anime. I don't really have a preference.
I was just thinking.
And Uryu has the same voice actor as the main character of Love Hina, and I couldn't unhear that.
Oh my gosh, that's not what I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
I was just about to say, like, I love Uryu's voice actor.
I love his voice actor, but it's the guy from Love Hina.
That's funny. I didn't watch Love Hina because I did
I watched it too young.
No.
I was introduced to that before I should have been.
I'm sure. Aren't we all with anime?
But I when it comes to like the arcs and stuff like that, I feel like the Hueco Mundo arc probably was drawn out a little bit too long.
Mm.
But there were certain scenes that just kind of weren't necessary. There were certain fights that just weren't necessary. But overall, I still feel like even then, the Hueco Mundo arc is still probably the most interesting because it was the darkest and the most dramatic.
Yeah. I will say Bleach often had some fun filler. It was frustrating where they put it because they would like cut from an intense point in the arc to do a few filler episodes, but we did get some
crazy.
Like the Halloween episodes are really fun. The beach episodes are really fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not technically filler, but it felt like it was done as a result of him being forced to drag out the series.
Mm-hmm.
But Nell, who didn't feel like she was ever meant to be in the series to begin with, but she became a really cool character.
Yeah,
her design is as a personality, I ended up really liking her.
She drove me crazy. Like the kid version of
Nell, a child, I hate her.
I can't stand it. But her adult character is probably one of the most interesting parts of the Hueco Mundo arc, but it was never explored.
And I could be completely wrong. I don't know Taito. I pronounce his name differently, like 7 times.
I just say Kubo.
I don't know Kubo.
You said Taito Kubo earlier. I was laughing.
I don't know him personally, so I don't know if that was ever intended to be in the story or not. But Nell seems like an afterthought that ended up working out really well.
But it worked out well and it didn't at the same time because like we said, her as a child is fucking obnoxious. You don't like when she's in a scene at all, ever. Whereas, but then as soon as she becomes a, like, whenever she changes, immediately an interesting character. And, but then we never see that, really, again. We see it for a little bit and then it goes away. That's like the thing was like, I think that's my issue with the Hueco Mundo arc, is that they focused way too much on stuff that I didn't want them to focus on, because like, it was just, there were so many intense moments that could have been drawn out for just a little bit longer, or could have had more explanation and less mystery to them, because that would have just amped it up, and like, it would have been so much more intense and so much darker. But instead they chose to focus on like a lot of like very unnecessary fight scenes, or like gag scenes with Nell and the little group she was in.
Yeah.
Like, so much of the Hueco Mundo arc was like gag, not just filler, but gag filler, and I hated that.
So I have a question for you guys, and after that we'll probably have to switch topics. Favorite Bankai?
I mean, you know mine. That's like kind of the same answer as before.
I don't really. Because
everything about him is fucking cool, including his Bankai.
For the sake of argument, if you didn't have to choose Ukiyora,
if
who's
I
your favorite
didn't
Bankai?
Have to choose Ukiyora, fuck.
I can't remember people's Bankais.
I think. Hold on, let me make double sure.
I can't.
Grimmjow.
Grimmjow is pretty fucking.
Grimmjow
cool.
just has a cool character design in general, mm-hmm. though.
Oh, I think
he's sexy.
I think Xylophoros.
Yeah.
Xylophoros, because it's so fucked up.
So it's mine. It's not as aesthetically pleasing as Toshiro's, because I love Toshiro's Bankai, but I love the concept so much. Byakuya's Bankai?
His, yeah. It's so cool. It's so delicate and
just like
brutal at the same
it is.
Time.
It also like was the first one to be introduced with multiple stages. I can't take credit for this joke because it's from the Bleach Abridged, but he like has the unlimited blade works of Bankai.
Is he the one that has all the swords? Mm-hmm. Like
it's like a bunch of sword.
They turn into flower petals,
and then
like
ooh.
His is really dope.
It's really cool,
and it's beautiful. Like it's so soft and pretty, but it kills you.
It's when he says it. He sounds so smug. He's like. Senbun Kage... What is it?
Senbun Sagara Kageyoshi.
Yeah, Senbun Sagara Kageyoshi. Like, damn, I am about to die. Right.
I really wanted to like Renji's Bankai, but it just didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
I wanted to like Renji more than I did.
Yeah!
Because his Shikai is really cool. His Shikai, like, terrified me as a kid. Because, like, that... You're not walking away from that. That shit, like...
You're getting your bones ground.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And then, like, the Bankai just felt like... I don't know.
It just didn't... It wasn't satisfying.
Yeah.
I forgot what's the old man's name?
Oh, fuck.
His fucking Bankai.
Like, the head captain?
Yeah. Head captain.
He
swings in different directions.
He's a bad fucking ass.
That's gangster.
Yeah.
That's gangster.
He's fucking cool.
I also can't take credit for this joke. Again, Bleach Abridged. But I love how Rangiku's sword is, like, the poor man's Sengoku Sakura.
That's fucked up.
But, yeah, and then, like... Xylophoros is just like, it's just kind of twisted. It's not pretty. It's just fucking disturbing, and I like it a lot.
So they showed what Kisuke's Bankai is, and that shit is kind of, it's creepy, but also really cool. Like, he gets covered in stitches. Benihime, like, Tammy, I think you'd really like it. Like, his Benihime looks creepy as fuck, but in the way of, like, you would not want to fuck with her.
I need to refresh my memory, because I remember like being like, no.
Yeah.
And then Yoroichi's is really fucking cool, but it's also hypersexual.
Well, that's the thing. Yoroichi is like, she doesn't have a Bankai. I think the excuse there was like she lost her Bankai.
She literally turns into a cat.
Well, but, she just has, like, an elevated version of Shunko. She doesn't actually have her Zanpakuto anymore.
Yeah.
Credit to her character, because she's still a badass.
Yeah. I still count it, though. It's, like, it's, like, a second release. It's, like, another form. And, like, hers is, like, I love it because I'm, like, fuck. Fuck.
Yeah.
But at the other time, I'm, like, it's very, very hypersexualized, a little needlessly.
Shinji really grew on me, too. The leader of the Visors. I love his character design, but he's such a fun character.
I love him. No, I love his character design. It makes him look like more like a piece of shit. Like, I love it. It's like Noitora.
Yeah.
It's like they both look like pieces of shit.
All right, we're going to have to switch up topics, but really quick before we do that.
Ukior is lame.
Ukior looks like the guy who did Panic at the Disco.
Oh my god.
Good. All right, so Tammy, it's your turn.
I couldn't decide between Skyrim and gay baiting. I've literally been sitting here biting myself.
we can combine the two.
Gay baiting and Skyrim.
There's no gay baiting in Skyrim.
You said Dragon Age. I think Dragon Age is really good about it.
Like Dragon Age just straight up is like, yeah, you can fuck.
Dragon Age Iron is Bull. Like. it's a rite of, Dragon Age is a rite of passage for gay gamers.
Oh my gosh. But I guess we can talk about gay baiting because like that means that we can actually talk about a lot of shows. The one that I really want to talk about is Free though. Yeah. Ooh. Like literally. Okay. So like when I heard about Free, it was like. They're like, oh, it's based off of an award-winning like light novel. Light novel? That thing has fucking 3 seasons, bro. Like, what are you talking about? But like, seriously, everything in that fucking show, everything, is like, pretty much like just shipping material for fangirls, and that's the only reason that it's gone on for so long is because like, it has no right having that good of animation. The story is so basic, and like, it's just like. I don't even know. I've only watched 3 episodes, but I watched a lot of 50%. I watched all of 50% off.
Well, yeah. So. It brings up a weird. I don't want to say topic, but like it's one of those shows where it was very beneficial for comedians on YouTube who do like a bridge series because it gave them an opportunity to make a show better than the source material.
Mm-hmm.
Because 50% off, like. Just goes full with it and makes the show really gay because that's what it is. It's a similar thing with the guys who do a Sword Art Online abridged. They fixed the show by making the narrative make sense.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I feel like sometimes like shonen anime, it pisses me off because I feel like shonen anime is very aware of their audience and like of the fangirls that's around because they're in Japan.
Do you mean shoujo?
No, shonen.
Shonen?
Yes. Shonen anime is actually really, like, really bad about it, too. Because they will do shit knowing that they're, like, they'll have, like, one, like, they'll have, like, a little bits and pieces. And they'll have, these really, like, intense bromances.
Yeah, they'll have Naruto and Sasuke.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was confused because I thought you were still talking about Free. And I was like, that's not a shonen.
No. I'm sorry. I'm moving on. But like shonen anime, that's what I'm saying though. Like shonen anime is really bad about it because they're like, oh well, you know, we have the male audience with the action and shit like that. Let's bring in the female audience too. Not that you know, females don't like action. I love action, but anyway. So like, but like, you know, like the Naruto and Sasuke shit. Like
yeah, they'll have them on screen.
There's no
looking all sexy, and they won't make them kiss. It's bullshit.
Sasuke was so bummed out that he didn't get to fuck Naruto that he just had to. Almost destroy a village over it.
It was.
I've been there, man.
Ridiculous. Like no one, and I mean, like no one focused. Like unless you're like, I mean, like your friends focus on each other in a certain way, and like lovers, people who are attracted, focus on each other a certain way, and it's like, and it's kind of like, you know, it's even like Rashad was. Oh shit! I just dropped his name.
It's fine.
Oh okay. Oh wait, I'm done. Sorry, but like even so, like he.
After in a couple months, it won't matter because Belle will be graduated too.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just edit. You can beep it for now, I guess. Yeah. But either way, like. Even our
Professor Big Sword.
Even Professor Big Sword.
I still hate that nickname. I wish I never
Good.
Said that one.
I hate some of the stuff you've been saying this past weekend.
The fuck you mean?
You said quotes. Alright, let me give context. Belle does this thing where she's about to fight someone, she pulls up her pants legs.
Yeah.
So I said, Belle, what would you if you're gonna fight someone and you're wearing shorts? And she said, I take it a step further, which I asked her to elaborate on. And her explanation was that she would, quote, absorb someone into her vagina. That's how she would fight them.
Yes.
Which, that conversation progressed because it reminded me of a game I played, and it prompted Belle to say, quote, I am an alpaca, and you are my prey. Continue, Tammy.
Why you gotta call me out like that?
No,
because it's so easy.
No, you was giving your props. That was like easy.
I just needed that quote to be recorded somewhere, yeah. And I couldn't say it out of context.
Just in case we forget.
For legal reasons later. Well, she said she would do it.
He is getting it on a shirt.
I do want it on a t-shirt.
You should.
The whole
and you should sell it.
It's just an alpaca with Belle's face photoshopped on top.
But no, like, even he was saying, like, remember that one day when he was like, if they just gave me one day to write Naruto?
There'd be so much gay shit on
there. There would be so much gay. And I'm just like, all right. You know, I thought that he was just throwing it out there at first. He was like, yeah, oh, yeah, no, they're gay. And I'm just like, oh, haha,
He's borderline giving a lecture about how they're
gay. He has, yeah, honestly. They definitely bring in the fangirls with that shit, and then I don't think Naruto was the first one to do it, but it definitely was a big proponent, and like, it was, now there's like all these shonen anime, especially the sports animes, they all do it just for they do the fan service, and I know that there's like ecchi fan service with the chicks and the big tits and all that shit too, but that bothers me too, so I'm not even gonna go into that.
Whoa, hold on a second. why does me being happy bother you?
I'm fine with big tits.
What's wrong with Opa?
It does not make sense. For what? All the chicks to have the big tits.
Yes, it does. I'm in a prison school. That's what happened.
I can't believe you just name dropped that.
Well, that's what happens.
Prison school takes it too far to where it's just, it's too much.
Lock me up.
Like, your breasts should not be, they should not go down to like smother the bottom me. Of your rib cage.
Yeah.
They do that sometimes. It's natural.
It's not.
If they're like 300 pounds.
She might be like 300 pounds, but like giant in like Amazonian way. Just let me have my fun in my fantasy world. It's mine. I gotta live here. I'm the one that's gotta get crushed. All right, you don't have to worry about it.
Death by snoo snoo.
Death by snoo snoo. I will die 1,000 times tonight.
I think I obviously haven't seen every anime, but I feel like, if we're talking about like starting like the fan service, I want to say like Gundam Wing probably is one of the first ones to do it.
Would you say that?
Yeah.
You know what?
I can't think of many that come before that had that sort of relationship between two male characters. Yeah,
but I think that they said that Gundam Wing was. I don't know if this is just like fangirl like wishing or not, but like I've read somewhere that it was intended like. Hiro and Duo were intended to become a couple, which is why they were given the dynamic that they were. Catra and Tro were definitely gay as fuck. Like, there's just no getting around it. No. because I think because of the way that, you know, the world works, especially at that time, they're like, no, let's not do that. But it's either that, or it was because they had women who were into BL that were part of the art department and or part of the animation team, and they were the ones who were pushing it, because in the most famous image of like the BL like Gundam Wing community, whatever, there's an anime magazine called Animage that only releases in Japan. And
hold on a second. Can we take a quick realization break? Because I'm getting like assaulted in my senses. There's a beautiful Nier Automata song.
Me and Angel put the Nier Automata soundtrack on the background. We're
And wait, the cat is just licking his own butt.
Oh no, wait!
No!
He's like, you betrayed me.
He is okay. I just got, just turn this up real quick so you guys can appreciate. Never mind. We don't have the rights to it.
Yeah,
so
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But no,
yeah. I don't have the money to pay that Square Enix.
The fact that the cat was just licking his own butthole while that song was going and she's and Tammy's talking about BL. And
it was
shit.
It was a beautiful moment.
I was just like, where am I?
For a second, what universe am I in?
The dissonance.
And it's like, this is the worst timeline.
It's fine.
Take me back.
There are worse ones. Oh, I could be the cat's butthole. But
there's a timeline where Belle is actually an alpaca.
Oh, God.
It's a dangerous one.
I don't think that's the sound they make.
I would make as an alpaca. Believe
you
me.
Wouldn't be an alpaca. You'd be some other animal.
Nah, don't let your dreams be dreams.
Follow your heart song.
I'll eat your heart song.
Oh.
Nice. Dissolve
Robert
it.
Has said it to me far too many times this weekend.
And I'm gonna keep saying it.
You can take that heart song, you can shove it up the ass.
We'll dissolve in there, don't we?
Anyways, before this starts getting into some weird like heart song battle.
Heart song battle. Oh,
I've watched that show.
Battle of the heart song.
Oh, so if you like lip sync battle, but are you ready for heart song battle?
Oh my god.
Shit. But
Terry Crews just goes on stage like, yeah, this song is just really in my heart.
Oh my god, Terry Crews has to host it. He has to host it. But no.
You can keep that idea, Terry Crews.
Yeah, I'm sorry I derailed you. That was just...
No, you're good. You're good. It was funny.
I had to decompress.
We derail ourselves all the time.
But... Oh, shit, what
we
I
we
about?
Literally started the podcast like we're gonna talk about Kingdom Hearts and then talked about Skyrim for like 5 minutes. But continue.
No, I was just saying like it's this image that was released for some kind. It was a phone card in an animage, and it was like a special edition phone card where it was Hiro hugging Duo from behind and like looking straight at the viewer, and both of them are, and Duo's got this little smirk on. I'm like, all right, and then it's
homies do that.
It's official art. That's what I was trying to say. Okay. It's official art, okay. And it was drawn by one of the girls who are on the animation team or whatever. And I was like, well, now you're just confusing people, like.
Homies can do that.
It's because they push the whole Relena thing, and I don't even want to talk about Frozen Teardrop, because I will tirade about that shit. I will go on a fucking rant. but they you it seems like they're pushing the whole Hiro and Duo thing. I mean, no, sorry. Hiro and Relena thing. But like at the same time they're not, and it's so that there's left some room for the gay baiting. So I think honestly, you might be right, because I can't really think. Other than, like, what is that one thing called? Neon Genesis
Evangelion?
Evangelion. I almost said Escaflowne. That's a totally different show.
I don't want to get into my issues with Evangelion, because that could be its own podcast topic in and of itself.
But the difference with Evangelion, though, is that they kind of admitted it in a way. Like, Shinji was straight up gay for Kaoru, and the other way around.
Shinji's also a little bitch, and I don't care about his feelings. He could be gay for a piece of wood. I don't care.
Usually people are. But... All right, so what's the big problem with gay baiting?
The big problem is that because Japan's standards on having like homosexual characters or any type of like transgender, they always turn the gays into a joke.
Yeah, the way they usually go about the reason they can't be together is always very It's homophobic in the sense, like, it's either played up for a joke. It's like, oh, it's so funny that they like a guy, or it's funny that, like, this person has feelings for a guy, or it seems like some sort of internal conflict, or they're seen as deviants by everyone. It's just, it's handled in very poor taste.
I don't think that we okay. I, like, the Japan is the only country I know that has like the, like that really pushed the predatory gay thing, and it's really bad. Like I'm, granted they do have the was it Nichome district, which is like the gay district pretty much, but like there people are like, in general, even in BL manga, they're like you shouldn't be there at night if you're a guy, because you'll get hit on or whatever, or someone will try to pick you up. Yeah. And they make it like it's like some dangerous district because there's gay people there. And so that's why there's so many like of these BL tropes, these really bad yaoi BL tropes that are like, oh well, you know, like I hate it like when they're like, oh, it's I can't do this because I'm a boy, or like you guys are, you know, like we're both men, this shouldn't happen. It's like stop feeding, like it's 2019, people. Yeah. Like stop doing this.
We talked about this at the con yesterday with your friend, but the Persona series has been bad about it in the past too. Mm-hmm. Where Persona 4, as great of a game it is, like the characters all very likable, but they have a bi character and a trans character that are handled very poorly, and their sexuality is often, no, it's almost always played up for a joke of some sort. Mm-hmm. And it just, it, like I said, it's in poor taste.
Yeah.
Persona 5 is a little better about it, because I can't remember, granted I haven't played the game in a little bit, and it took me a while to get through it. It was like bits and pieces when I played it, but I can't remember any specific character.
Specific characters.
Yeah, I can't remember anyone.
I love how this friend group never hesitates to call each other out and shit. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, I can't remember anyone in particular who like they're played up for it. There's other things that are an issue with the series, like a character's age. Mm. Which in reference to the character is, makes sense, because it's, you know, a teacher trying to get with their student, but it's whatever. You know.
That's actually a big problem, is Cardcaptor Sakura that I have. Yeah. That's a huge issue. And like, there's a kindergartner dating her teacher.
Yeah. That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah, because
in Persona, he's a high schooler.
Oh, wait, no, she's like fifth grade, just kidding, but still.
Yeah, and like, Persona, it's
Persona 5, though.
Persona 5, here's the thing. I understand why it's creepy for the character, because he's high school and she's like, I don't know, like close to 30. However, I, the player, am 21.
I'm hype as fuck, and I'm like, yo, hey, go ahead, boy.
I will admit that my first playthrough, I followed that romance line. Fuck it. I'm 21 years old. She's like, you know, 28. I'm down with it. But then in hindsight, I was like, but Joker's like 15. Oh. So... I guess that's kind of creepy.
I wish y'all would have met 15-year-old me. That's all I gotta say about that.
What I'm saying is that you fulfilled that 15-year-old kid's fantasies.
Oh, he... When your teacher shows up dressed as a maid...
And she... let me know. Alright, so... Remember what we were talking about earlier about Nier Automata?
Yeah.
And or just the Nier series in general... How Yoko Taro handles...
Yes. Yoko Taro is one of my favorite... Like, the reason I want you to play these games is not just because Yoko Taro, like, he's a great director. He... Like, the games, the music is great. The combat in Automata is great. The characters are awesome. The music, I said twice already. Listen to the soundtrack. The music is great. Oh, and the music. Don't even start on the music. Yoko Taro... We've talked about this before, I think, but Yoko Taro does this thing where like, he doesn't make a big deal about his character's sexuality or their biological...
He shouldn't.
Yeah, like, yep. There's a character called Kaine in the game who's a hermaphrodite. It's alluded to, like, in, like, a couple lines, like, and some people in the village, like, treat her differently in the context of the game because, like, they're weirded out by it. Mm-hmm. But she's still, like... arguably the best character in the game.
She is definitely the best character in that game.
He never... It's something that if you weren't paying close attention, you wouldn't notice. Because it's never in your face. Like, it's weird to be a hermaphrodite. Like, it's just kind of there. Same thing with the character of Emil, who's gay. Like, if you weren't paying attention to the dialogue, you wouldn't notice. And people have asked him, like, you know, why didn't you make a bigger deal about these characters? It's like, because
that's how it is in the world.
There's people like that in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Which you may not always know it.
Which is ultimately how we want media to end up anyway.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
It's not supposed to be a plot point that somebody's black. It's not supposed to be a plot point that somebody's gay.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be just,
they just are. And I adore Yoko Taro for it.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. And he wears a big round mask every time he does interviews. He's a beast.
Oh.
I feel like the only time that kind of stuff should ever be like thought about as like forced, like thoughtfully put in there, and not just like, oh, in the sense of like, whenever you make a should character, whenever you make a character, there should be diversity, but sometimes, like, just without thinking, you can like make a lineup of characters where it's like, you realize, oh, like me, for example, like the other day I realized I needed to put some more male characters in my lineup for one of my stories, because I was like, every single one of my characters in this story is female.
Is it because I called her
good.
Out?
We got enough male characters. Don't worry about it.
Is it because I called her out the other day?
What?
The other day, I went to the studio because Belle was like, I'm going to be there late. And I was like, Belle, just out of curiosity, do you have any male characters?
Yeah.
And then, like, I had to specify. And I was like, do you have any traditionally masculine male characters? And she was like, that I've drawn? And I was like, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's like my thing is like, and I've realized that, and I've had like a lineup where I was like, there isn't enough racial diversity in it too, and it seemed like to me like doing that, like doing it for that sake, is okay, because then it's like, well, you do need to keep in mind, you need to make things diverse, and sometimes you can just kind of get caught up in like a type of character and you just keep remaking it.
Yeah.
But
and that's the thing that happens. I think for me personally, the issue comes when attention is drawn to it when it doesn't need to be.
Exactly.
If it doesn't make sense for the story or it's not a period piece, you don't need to draw attention to this aspect of a character.
Well, like, mm-hmm. I love South Park, obviously. But, like, the whole Tweek and Craig thing is really funny. There's a video of a chick who talks about it, too, and I watched it, and she made a lot of good points. But, like, they play the whole Tweek and Craig, even though at first it was a joke, because everything's a joke to them, so the whole Tweek and Craig thing at first was like, oh, haha, funny, and then, like, they were just like, oh, yeah, but, you know, they're dating now, it's normal, they just treat them like a normal fucking couple, and it's just like, that's all we want, and what's sad is that is a satire series, and yet, for some reason, the rest of media, like, shit on Freeform, they are the worst about it. Just like they love to make a point about the gay characters, and I hate that.
South Park, I think, is also too. They're a good example of the proper time to draw attention to it, because Tweek and Craig are their kids.
Yeah,
that was very new to them. They're being teased about it, and like they were kind of figuring it out and coming to terms with those emotions. So it makes sense that it would be a source of internal conflict if you're an elementary schooler.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, they've been elementary schoolers for 10 years, but yeah.
That's besides the point. it makes sense in that context. But if you're like a high schooler, like a senior in high school, you may be confused about it. It shouldn't be shattering your world if you're in high school.
It depends.
I guess it
depends on your parents. And
I think it depends on the environment you're in.
And the environment.
But oftentimes in anime, it doesn't seem like it's the kind of thing like it shouldn't. This should not be, especially like the other stuff going on in the story. It shouldn't be the biggest source of internal conflict.
Yeah, it shouldn't be the. And it also shouldn't be what attracts people to your show.
That's the other thing is like, if we're using Oron as an example, they use homophobia as like people see them as sexual deviants and that's why they're attracted to them, which
wait explain that. What who's attracted to who?
They're
the viewer.
Well, the viewer and like the girls in the show are, some of them are only attracted to certain characters because they think they're gay.
Like the twins.
It's like it's a form of fetishizing.
Yeah. Is it like satire about viewership, or is it, what is it?
Because I don't know.
Gay baiting is a thing because it works.
Here's the thing.
It does work, and that's the sad thing. Though.
I think in some degree, maybe, because we rewatched Oran recently, and they do some, admittedly clever things. Like they, I never clocked in on this before, but they have the beach episode where like they make a big deal. It's like, why'd you stand up to them? You're a girl. Like you shouldn't do that. They were two guys. And then immediately they follow it with the Lobelia episode where like they make a deal. It's like, it doesn't matter that she's a girl. Like, you know, we can do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
I thought that was clever. I don't know how intentional it was, but there's also for every moment like that, there's also jokes that didn't age well. Like they dropped the word tranny a lot.
Yeah.
When in reality they're drag queens.
Yeah.
And it's almost always used as like not an insult, but something they're not comfortable with. So it's hit or miss with Oran. Mm-hmm. I can't say for sure how much of it was meant to be a commentary.
Mm. Either way, that's poor taste.
Yeah.
It is in poor taste.
Yeah. And I'll say I still enjoy the show. It's just it didn't age as well as I would have liked it to in hindsight. Yeah. I gotta check the time on we should.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I actually gotta go to class real soon here.
Alright. Any final thoughts on this topic?
Play Nier Automata and all the Yoko Taro games. All
right.
Watch all Bleach and appreciate Ukiyora and all his beauty and all his emo beauty.
So, Belle had to head to class. My topic was going to be the live-action Avatar for Netflix because I thought I saw that they dropped a trailer. And then I realized it was for a fan film.
It was a fan film. No. We got duped.
Whoa. Like.
I'm just going to make my topic fan film.
Yeah. Or just live action
adaptations in general.
There we go. I think that's easier.
The Cowboy Bebop one. Have y'all seen that?
Oh my god. We were talking about that earlier.
Did they release a trailer?
I don't think there's a trailer.
Oh, okay. There's no trailer.
They did
okay,
talk about the cast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ed asked this earlier, but how do you feel about John Cho?
John Cho,
I'm gonna look up John Cho.
Harold and Kumar.
Oh.
Yeah, he's Harold.
Oh, okay.
I feel like he's too soft in the face.
He does.
I don't know if he's tough
looks
enough.
Very...
They might be able to grizzle him up with a beard, but I
don't. It depends on like how they go with the story. I think because if they do an older Spike, because he's an older actor now. I don't know that he can play Spike how he is in the series. The rest of the cast, I'm not completely sold on yet.
The dude for Jet Black, I think, is perfect.
Who's Jet Black?
I forgot his name, but he's from Luke Cage.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a black dude. We got a black Jet Black.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, let me see. I almost typed in black Jet Black into Google. That would not have gotten me what I wanted.
Do they know who's playing Faye?
Yeah, this girl. I don't know where she's from, but she looks suitable.
Suitable.
John Cho just he's too soft looking for me. You know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Spike's.
Belle just walked in for a second. I changed my topic to live action adaptations because I didn't realize it was a fan trailer.
Are we going now?
Huh?
Are we recording?
We're recording right now.
We are.
Yeah.
Sorry, I walked out of the. I went to the bathroom and I had no idea we were.
Oh, I see. Okay. Ooh.
I'm gonna find music to put back in the background.
She's gorgeous. Daniela Panetta.
I gotta get going though.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so.
And the actor for Jet is Mustafa Shakir.
Do you have any words for the people before you go, Belle?
Yeah, I'm gonna
eat
walk
pussy.
Her to the door.
Live your life.
Is that an original? That's an original quote from Belle. Be safe, live your life. One else has ever said that.
Eat pussy, live your life.
Eat pussy, live your life.
Eat pussy.
Be safe. Be safe. Do you have parental controls?
I'm Hey guys, our topic today is parental controls. I had those when I used to play World of Warcraft. It would log me out automatically at 9 p.m. I hated that shit. Because I'd be like mid quest and then fucking. I get logged out, and my friend's like, they call me like, Robert, why'd you log out? It's like, I didn't.
See you later.
The game hates me.
All right.
I'm gonna put the Avatar soundtrack on in the background. Weird. This is, for this right here, this is gonna be our weirdest episode, because we've never, like, had, no one's ever had to leave, like, mid-recording.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm unprepared with, like, the music in the background. It's fine. They'll, I can sing for you. They'll get it behind the scenes. Look.
Bye guys.
Later.
I don't know. I don't know too many live action adaptations that are coming out as far as like, or even cartoons. Yeah. Aside from like the Disney ones, which.
I can't hear anymore.
I'm not stoked on a lot of them.
Yeah, no. I've seen the movies already.
Like, even the ones that look good, like Lion King, I love the cast for it. Mm-hmm. However, I don't agree with the existence of the film.
Right.
Like, it doesn't need to be a thing.
It's a classic, and the CGI is going to date way harder than the cartoon will.
But they also, like...
The cartoon will hold up forever. It's a piece of art by itself.
Yeah, and it's just, CGI it seems just... like Disney chooses the movies that they shouldn't adapt. Like, mm-hmm. they have a roster of underrated films. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, there's been the cast list for what a live-action Atlantis would look like going around. There's... People have talked about what a live-action Treasure Planet would be, yes. Which... Admittedly, would just be Space Treasure Island, but I'd watch the shit out of that.
Right.
Or even a Sword in the Stone, I think, would be really cool. Or Black Cauldron would be really cool. And they just... It seems like they keep choosing... Like, Dumbo...
They keep choosing... Well, I don't know what the call was for Dumbo. I think maybe some, like, execs in Disney were just like, yeah, we all still love Dumbo. I watched it the other day. And nobody... I don't know, but...
They almost did Pinocchio. But they canceled it because I guess someone realized it'd be fucking terrifying to have a live-action Pinocchio. Yeah,
Pinocchio scared me as a cartoon.
Yeah.
He was swallowed up by a whale.
It also would have been so expensive. Yeah. Like, so much stuff happens in Pinocchio.
But, I mean, I don't know. The live-action stuff, is that even... Does anybody really want that? Because, to me, the CGI itself, it is, like... A lesser art form than the actual animation, like the hand drawn and the 3D rendering stuff, but like the stuff that tries to pull the wool over your eye and be real.
I think CG works when it's used sparingly or when it's used like cleverly. Like if it's a background, sure, but when it's things like Alita Battle Angel, my issue with Alita, and I've heard it was better than people thought it was gonna be. My issue with Alita is that they made her look. Like, she was CG. And someone, like, gave the argument, like, yeah, but it's because she's, like, a robot or she's ancient. It's like, nah, there's other robots in the film. She doesn't need to look.
She didn't have to look
like she's
that.
CG.
Yeah.
And
it didn't even make any practical sense
to
make her look like anime. Like, and it didn't even look anime, really.
Yeah, it looked weird.
It just looked weird.
It looked like Avatar, the blue people. That's what it came
exactly.
off as.
Exactly. I don't know, man. The live action world. I wonder what the incentive is for them to do. Is it like monetarily? Like live action movies make more money. I guess people are more comfortable paying for something with real people in it.
I feel like it's ultimately cheaper because animation can get really expensive.
Yeah, true.
But then like it works when it's not something too extravagant. Like the Kenshin live action movies were good because it's just a good samurai film.
They are so good.
But then like it's weird with anime because a lot of anime don't adapt well to film. There's just too much going on.
I'm slightly hype about Cowboy Bebop for that reason though, because
Cowboy Bebop I think could work.
Yeah.
In theory it could be really cool because you don't have to do too many crazy things.
Yeah.
It could just be like
they didn't make it crazy. I would like them to make it crazy. Like
But it's not gonna be like if I hate to use this example, but Dragon Ball Evolution. Mm-hmm. Dragon Ball had too much going on. It was never going to adapt well to live action. Whereas Cowboy Bebop, you know, the costumes and like, say for like a few scenes, you don't have to go super intense with it. It can adapt well to action film.
Well, there's a mood and a tone that you have to hit with Cowboy Bebop. It's like, it's not alien. It's not like foreign. It's actual like human. Bebop, jazz, cyberpunk moods. You gotta blend them and take them into the future, and that's what it has to be. If you make it too spacey, it's garbage. If you make it too, like, noir, it's gonna be trying too hard.
Yeah.
You gotta strike a medium. And I don't know. Shinichiro Watanabe is involved in it. I think he's a producer. So hopefully, you know, he's not just like in the back counting his money, like, yeah, whatever, you know. Yeah, make the ships fly backwards, I don't care.
I think, didn't they say that DiCaprio was putting his money into it?
Into Cowboy Bebop?
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure that's what Ed said last night.
Wow.
Yeah, because he's a huge fan. I don't.
My man has was good it Bebop? Taste.
Or is it something else?
I could see I'm DiCaprio sure. being a fan of Bebop.
Did you see the guy playing Jet Black? He looks just like him, dude.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right, he does look like him.
I'm down with that.
It's fucking.
I always
I'm
assumed
excited.
Jet was black. He was just like light skin.
Yeah. For real?
Maybe that was just me.
Well, at the time when I watched that, I was only comfortable seeing white people in media.
I was
that's
only
all
comfortable.
That was there. That was all that was there. I wasn't
no,
ready
they,
for
it. I mean, they had black characters in Cowboy Bebop.
I'm talking shit. No.
Do you guys have any anime or cartoons that you would want to see adapted to live action that you think could really
Rugrats?
Like baby Rugrats
yes,
or all grown
baby,
up?
Baby Rugrats.
You got to pitch that one.
I want babies. I want real babies. I want to train them how to
okay.
act.
Well, when you say it like that, maybe I don't
I'm
know.
I'm kidding. What is going on? I'm so kidding. That'll be the creepiest show.
I'm trying to picture it. And it's like that.
It'll be the hardest to film. It'll be horrible.
You know my issue with that is Tommy was an ugly baby. I don't want to see that.
Misshapen head.
I don't want to see that live action.
It was just the art style. Y'all rude.
Tommy looks like was it Dear David or whatever that?
Oh my God!
Was.
Yes, he
Tommy
does.
Looks like that. I don't want to see a film with that. I don't care how lighthearted and funny it is. Tommy's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Until he grows up, he covers it up with his purple hair. Fine, but when he's a baby, fuck Tommy.
Was All Grown Up supposed to be canon? Or is it just like a silly spin-off series?
I always thought of it as canon.
Okay, yeah. I thought of it too. I was just making sure. I was like, am I just like? I thought that I was the only one who enjoyed that show.
I dug it. It was a weird, like, I was done watching cartoons around that time, so I was just like, oh, it's good to see y'all, and then I just, like, disappear and go watch Boy Meets World, like, the rest of the preteens.
I don't know if this has been done. I'll have to look into it, but I always thought it'd be really cool to see a live-action Trigun.
Hey.
Like, say for Vash's hair, I think it'd be like the cost would be the most expensive thing, but that could be really cool.
They could definitely do without his long,
like,
straight standing hair.
Like that'd be
it costs like $20 trillion double dollars to do.
But it'd be like a dope sci-fi Western. Because like it doesn't get crazy till like the sci-fi doesn't end. Kick until the end. But if they could isolate us, if they did like a Badlands Rumble thing, where it was like an isolated story before it gets like really heavily sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be really, really cool to see.
Yeah.
Because I'd love to see those costumes, and like the props would be awesome. Like fucking Wolfwood's, his giant like cross.
His giant bounce, cross?
That'd
oh,
be
God.
Dope.
Oh.
I'd hate to be the actor carrying it, but that'd be dope.
Now that you've thrown that out there. Okay, so do you guys know what Black Lagoon is?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be really
hell
cool.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd want to see someone really sexy as Raffi.
Yeah, no.
Like, oh, but she's got to be sexy, but she's got to have the ability to buff up a little, too. Because Raffi's like, she does some crazy-ass fucking shit, and I fucking love her. She's like, she's my wife.
I don't think who would play her. Gal Gadot could do it.
She could. Honest, but Revy's half Chinese.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think for something like that, you gotta find like a MMA fighter or something like that.
You gotta find. I want her to be. For this role specifically, because I know that she is mixed, which not a lot of animes do correctly. Let me say that, because like for some reason, whenever they're like, oh, they're mixed with some sort of white, then they just like emphasize the white part of them, and you're just like, wait a second, Asian genes are actually stronger than white genes.
this doesn't quite fit that description of it, and maybe this is just me, but I kind of feel like maybe Lauren Cohan could do a decent job. She was Maggie on Walking Dead, but she also like she did MMA. I think she could do a decent job.
Word.
I think so. I could see that. She's kind of got that like Asian vibe.
She's not.
Her
she's
eyes
not half Chinese.
But she's
but
also
she dated
like,
a Chinese dude in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, but she like she has the potential. She has the potential to bulk up.
So.
You're right. No, and she's pretty. Like she's not like too pretty to where like it. You're just like, oh, okay, no, this is just stupid. Like, there's no way Revy's that pretty, because then all the guys would be hitting on her, which they kind of do, but mm-hmm. not for her face, probably.
Yeah.
But she, no, that, because, like, I actually discovered Black Lagoon through and one of the, I think I'll Talk to the USA or something like that, and it was like, do you like Cowboy Bebop? You'll love this, pretty mm-hmm. much, and I was like, oh, you right? I do love this.
That's pretty, yeah, that's probably the closest in mood.
Oh, and Samurai Champloo.
That, ooh. Yeah. I was just about to say that, but yeah. I don't trust a soul with it. I
yeah.
leave it alone. It's perfect.
I want Michael Jai White to do a live action Afro Samurai.
That could be cool. He'd be cool.
I think he could do a great job. Hmm. Michael Jai White.
I think he's too buff.
Black Dynamite. No, I don't. I want him to direct it.
Oh, direct it.
Direct
I want
it.
Him to direct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I was about to say.
The RZA would direct it if they wanted to fund it.
RZA is already. RZA he already did like kind of some. He already like was like, Man with the Iron Fist was basically a black live action mm-hmm. anime movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was RZA living out his dream.
I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of him.
And I love those movies. Like,
who? Sorry, go on.
No, it's just like they're so much fun.
I was gonna say, who did what was the name? Hideo.
Hideo Kojima.
Oh, the god.
Yeah,
Hideo
like
Hideo Kojima.
The one who did
Metal Gear.
Hideo Kojima. Metal Gear Solid, Silent Hills, Death Stranding.
Yeah. No. That's not who I'm thinking about. I'm sorry. I'm talking about live action movies.
Oh.
What is the director? Mike? No, it's Mike something.
Miike Takashi Miike.
Yeah.
Takashi Miike.
I thought it was Takashi Miike.
Yeah.
Is it Miike or is it Miike?
I have.
I think that he would be able to pull off.
I don't know if he's done anything in a
while. Samurai Champloo. I'd like to see him direct it because of
Takashi Miike.
Because
he did Blade of the Immortal.
Yeah, Blade of the Immortal. And what is the other ones?
I'm pretty sure it's Miike.
Something.
I hate hearing people say Mike.
Sayuki or is it Miike?
Sukiyaki Western Django.
Sukiyaki Western Django. Thank
it's
you so
two
much.
Eyes.
Yes.
Western Django was really good too.
Yeah, like I think that he has that vibe of like he can mix two kind of like genres together in a way because like you know. The samurai movie and the western clash like that was and he did it well
yeah
so like I think
he did
that
a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure movie too apparently.
Really
oh
like,
did he
like animated or
live
like,
action
what
oh.
No way
look at that
shut
poster
that's
let me see
wow
oh that's nice
I kind of want to watch
stupid.
That
yeah that
I'm
looks
not
so,
watching
that looks amazingly stupid though
that
because that's
so
what JoJo is like no Yeah, I would love to see him do Samurai Champloo
yeah,
with the right
casting.
He
could probably do it.
Yeah.
Man, now that I've spoken into existence, I'm kind of mad there's not a live-action Trigun. I want that movie.
Is there any, like, current actors? Because, like, obviously Vash would have to be white.
I mean, Johnny and Bosch is still around. Like, if he lost some weight, which...
Does he act? Oh, yeah, I forgot.
He was a Power Ranger.
You're right. But
I would love for it. But, like, if he could lose the weight, I think
is he young enough
it.
To do that?
I don't
now?
Like.
Probably not.
I don't like humans playing anime characters because humans don't look as cool as anime characters.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And they just
unless
it'll never
Chris
be
Pine.
Good. It'll
I'm
never
just
be good. Unless you're
Chris Pine, it, like, is just really pretty though. He's got those eyes. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like other anime that could like. Make good adaptations.
I'm
trying to give Hollywood some ideas.
I would like to have. Okay, so even though like there, it already has a live action adaptation, I want to see a good and well funded live action adaptation of Sailor Moon.
Oh, okay.
And give it like I don't want it to lose its core values of love. Being the theme and everything, but I do want it to be like I want someone to take and kind of put it in more of like the real world sense.
Like, how would the transformation happen?
I'm wondering. Ooh. See, that's what
would
that's
the
thing. Like, it has to take.
Background or?
It would have to take some mind,
mm-hmm.
because like after well like. What I like about Crystal is that they kind of skip over transformation scenes sometimes because they're like, all
right,
you've seen this enough.
Right.
Like,
I would like a live action Sailor Moon, but from the perspective of someone who isn't a Sailor Scout, so it's kind of like a comedy.
Oh God! Oh yeah, that would be fun.
Like
that
they're just sitting
good.
There, it's like, damn, this transformation is taking a long ass time because that would be like off screen with like the flashing lights.
that's what I did for my storyboarding project. it was like this guy's like looking down at his watch like, oh my god, this is taking too long.
I think that would be really funny.
Yeah, that would be funny.
I'm trying to think. I was gonna say, Death Note was the perfect movie transferable anime. Like,
and they fucked it up.
It's bad.
Weird because like
the Japanese one's pretty good. Yeah.
Death Note, the only budget you need is for Ryuk. Everything else, like, it's really simple to do.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, but no, the Japanese one was good. Have you seen the Japanese one?
It was alright. Mm-hmm. It was.
They had an alternate ending, like.
Uh huh.
If L was the main one that, you know, actually caught him and everything.
I do think this would probably end up being really similar to Pacific Rim, which I'm fine with because I like that movie. Gundam? Full Metal Panic.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
It'd be funny.
Gundam, I think, I don't know.
Gundam was getting its own already.
Is there? I just feel like...
Gundam
I don't think
would
there's
have to
a,
be a show.
I don't think there's a studio willing to put the budget that you would need for Gundam. Because that's an expensive movie.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's like... armies of robots and
that, and it's even, in space.
Yeah, even
and
Pacific space, Rim yeah. is like and very like, sparing with the robots.
Like the only way, because you'd have to really dumb down the designs for the Gundam, which is unfortunate. Because some of them were like Gundam Wing could never, ever be live action. Because
I'm sorry, like I just had like
you want to fuck wing, the robot?
The wingsuit alone.
No,
like,
do a Maximals, my boy.
I was about to say I want to. There's some robots out there.
The wingsuit alone is gonna be thousands of dollars.
Oh my god! Yeah. Yes, especially like whenever he gets the new wings put in.
Yeah.
Even if it's full CGI, it would still take.
It'd take forever, and it'd be too. No one would be willing to.
I think that's why, like, because I've heard rumors. Of it being worked on, but maybe they're keeping on the deal just in case, like, they don't want to hype people up too much and disappoint them because they can't get it finished.
Yeah.
So, who knows? We'll see.
Paranoia Agent would make a good movie.
Oh,
I actually haven't watched Paranoia Agent yet.
Dude, it's good.
It's so good. It's crazy good. It's so good. It's intensely good. Like,
I think that they actually, I don't know if I'm dating myself with this. Oh, what am I talking about? Aren't you older than me?
No, I just live older. Because I drink a lot.
Oh, what?
I don't know. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Oh, no, I'm 25. I'll be 26.
Okay, well then. So, you might know what this is. You maybe know what this is. But, like, Serial Experiments Lane.
I haven't seen
it. It's a really weird one. It's kind of like that boogie pop, like, Phantom era when that came out. The first one. I think they had a remake. But, around that era, Paranoia Agent, around like that type of art style too. Yeah. Like, and
what's it called again?
Serial Experiments Lane, and it's about this girl who it's like when the internet is starting to like become really like popular, and so she becomes obsessed with technology, and then gives her self-conscious to it. And then becomes part of becomes part of the internet to where like she's actually forgotten about her family and everything. So like she becomes a virus pretty much.
She's basically
it's
living,
crazy.
Living out my dream.
It's insane.
You know, it'd be like a really cool like Groundhog Day style horror movie.
What?
Higurashi.
I couldn't do it.
It'd be an intense movie, cause like there's some very gory, like hard to watch scenes for the anime. So to see that live action would be tough. But I really enjoy horror. But I think that'd be a real good opportunity for a horror film, cause then like you'd have to do multiple times of the characters dying, like restarting, and then probably have like the main character figure out what's going on, which is difficult because I don't think they ever fully resolved it in the anime. They never got picked up for another season.
I thought that was just how it ended. It just played forever.
It was meant to have a season to wrap it up, and they never got it.
You got swatted.
But yeah, I think Higurashi could make a good horror film.
Mm. Yeah, you'd have to find a lot of kids.
I'd be like
to play.
Yeah,
to
I mean they
to die, who are
Finn
willing
Wolfhard
to die.
Would probably yeah. Finn Wolfhard is already doing the horror thing with it. He's down.
Yeah, you're right.
He has a band.
I mean, there's. I know.
Calpurnia.
It's crazy.
If we're talking horror, Why am I tripping right now? I think they may have made it already, too. A movie called Wicked City.
I haven't seen that.
It's, like, from the 80s. It's, just the one, you may have seen the GIF circulating with, like, the lady who turns into a spider and then she, like, shoots webs out of her vagina.
I've never seen that.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, I guess I'll add it to the list, though.
It's really good. It's like, got that, like, goth cyberpunk mood.
You know, back then, when Amy Lee was younger, she could have done Ergo Proxy if she could learn how to act.
let me get the oven mitts, because that's a hot take. All right, we're actually gonna have to wrap it up for this episode.
Any last words before I murder you both?
Man, so I'm gonna be honest, I don't know when we're gonna have time to record another episode because we're all pretty busy these days, but I also haven't checked the Anchor app, so I don't know if this is possible yet. But if you guys like this format, let us know. If you want us to do more episodes, yell at us and be like, start recording again, you bastards.
We should just put this on YouTube.
We should. We need a damn camera to record us.
Or we can just, like, splice Animu images.
Animu? Yeah.
We could
do that. We'll figure it out. But anyway... We'll see you guys later.
Thank you for listening. Bye.